Rob Schneider hopes for renewed focus on free speech after Kirk's assassination. American actor and comedian Rob Schneider believes that the country could see a renewed enthusiasm and energy for America and freedom of speech in the wake of the assassination of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk. "It's an extremely difficult time in America, but I'm very buoyed by the love that is being poured out and what is a re-energizing in what Charlie Kirk stood for, which was debate, discourse, and how exceptional the United States is," Schneider told NTD, a sister media outlet to the Epoch Times, in a September 15th interview. Kirk was the founder of Turning Point USA and appealed to millions of young people through his debates on college campuses, at events, and through his podcast. President Donald Trump, in an address to the nation on the night of Kirk's assassination, praised him as a martyr for truth and freedom, and ordered flags be lowered to half-staff until sundown on September 14th. Schneider, who had published a book last year on freedom of speech, expressed hope that Kirk's death would energize Americans' commitment to it. "Free speech was the foundation of all of our freedoms. We can and should challenge each other's certainties so that we get the best ideas," Schneider said. "That's what we need to continue to have an exceptional society." Schneider emphasized the importance of people being allowed to disagree. "You don't get smooth from smooth, everybody agreeing with each other. You get it from friction, and that friction is people disagreeing, and that debate and disagreement is what constitutes a vibrant society and a vibrant culture," Schneider said. He said that intellectual conflict is necessary for a healthy society. "We need to do everything in our power to make it a nonviolent conflict, but let us continue to have that discourse and this debate so that the best ideas will continue to foster excellence and creativity." Speaking about Kirk, Schneider said he had realized this summer that Kirk was a true, authentic American genius. He contrasted Kirk's intellect and love of country with what he said the dogma of some universities. "They don't really teach or respect how unique and exceptional this country is," he said. "The freedom that we are endowed with by our Creator was fought for with blood. And the idea that it's just going to continue without our help is not true," Schneider said, adding that protecting these rights requires eternal vigilance. Though he said that it's been an extremely sad time, he also pointed to the outpouring and the appreciation for these rights. "I think you're going to see we have now a different America that we've awoken to from this tragedy." Kirk's funeral will be held September 21st, with President Donald Trump and other dignitaries expected to be in attendance.